semester, spring semester is our fourth semester of the program. We're really, really excited. I think I've introduced Rabbi Rice two or three times already, and I've always said he's a dear friend, and he's a Talmud Chacham, and he's a great teacher, and all those things are true, which is why it's super exciting to not introduce him as a guest, but introduce him as part of the program. We're really, really thrilled to have Rabbi Rice on board to give a shiur, and hopefully more shiurim in the future. Some of you probably know him already and know what you've signed up for. Others will be just get ready. It's going to be great. So feel free to tell your friends to join as well. Come, you know, this is a weekly shiur. There are makoros that are sent out in advance. As long as you've registered, if you haven't registered, I'll drop the information into the chat and you can take care of that as soon as possible. You'll get on the email list. You'll be able to access the website for all of its content, including past recordings, etc. But until then, just enjoy the shiur. Rabbi Rice needs no more introduction, and I will unmute him now, and I'll make you the host, Rabbi Rice, and you can take it from here.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much to Rabbi Steinmetz for the wonderful program that is the Sicha Seminars and being Marbitz Torah in such a beautiful way, and for the honor and the pleasure to share Divrei Torah with everybody over the next coming weeks. My name is Isaac Rice. I have the pleasure of teaching in the SK High School for Girls in Long Island, in addition to being a rabbi in Anshe Chesed in Hewlett, New York. Just a quick introduction before we jump into what we're going to be doing. We're going to be learning the Siddur. And the goal here of learning the Siddur is twofold. One is to understand what we're saying, and we'll discuss that more in a second. But also to teach Emunah, that really the Siddur is a book that teaches Klal Yisrael about Emunah. I would recommend to read the introduction to Rabbi Sachs's Siddur, in which he discusses this idea at length. If you have the time, it's a beautiful essay. And the mashal I often give is as follows. The Siddur is an instrument. It's a tool. And just like a person who knows how to play piano can know how to play a symphony or can know how to play Mary Had a Little Lamb on three keys, it's a tool, it's an instrument. And based on the amount of time and effort you're willing to put into that instrument, you can play either very, very simple things or you can play beautiful music. And the goal here over the next few weeks is to learn how to play the instrument that is the Siddur. You don't need anything else for davening besides the Siddur. We don't need hispodidus. We don't need other types of things. The Siddur speaks to itself. It was put together by Nevi'im, Anshei Knesset HaGadola, Gadola Gadola Yisrael. And if we're willing to take the time and willing to take the effort to learn the Siddur, what the Siddur is trying to tell us in its structure, we can really walk away with important yisodos of Emunah, and I hope, transform our tefillah as well. This series is really a continuation of a series that began really in the beginning of COVID that I gave to a number of alumni and women in my shul. And those first series of shiurim are on Vayu Torah, and those series of shiurim cover from Moda Ani in the morning till the end of Korbanos, till Rabbi Shmuel Omer, to right before Pesukim Zimra. So one is welcome to go and to find those shiurim, and say if you want to catch up or not catch up, each shiur is independent on its own. And I would recommend, if one is able to see the complete thing and the complete series, to go listen to those shiurim while you're told. In addition, we're going to get into discussion about Nusach in different places. We're going to talk about Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfard. As we know, Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard differentiate in the ordering of what is inside Pesukim Zimra and what is not Pesukim Zimra. There all happen to be three shiurim on Vayu Torah as well that discuss the history of Nusach, the difference between Nusach Sfard and Nusach Ashkenaz, but we're not going to repeat that stuff here, and we're going to jump right into it. Tonight, Bezus Hashem, we're going to talk about something which is a bit misleading because we think it is Pesukim Zimra, but in fact it is not. And that is, in your Siddurim, the first thing that you probably say from Pesukim Zimra is Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. And the issue with Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is that it's not Pesukim Zimra. Despite what it says in your Art Scroll Siddur, Pesukim Zimra on top, that is factually incorrect. It is not Pesukim Zimra, as we'll see tonight. And it's important to distinguish why it's not Pesukim Zimra, and hopefully that will let us understand what exactly we are thinking about or should be thinking about and saying when we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid in the beginning of our davening. Let's jump right into it. The recitation of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis is not mentioned in the Rishonim. It is not mentioned in the Tur. It is not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not even in the earliest printed Siddurim that we have in the history of the Jewish people. It is based on one line in the Kisvei HaRizal, the writings of the HaRizal by his Talmud Reb Chaim Vital, and only really begins to be entered into the Siddurim with the explosion of Ashkenazim, i.e. Hasidim, davening Nusach Sfard in the 1780s. I assume everybody has the source sheets in front of them, so we're going to look at the first source. The original source of saying Mizmer Shir Chanukah Sabayis is in the Pre-Eitz Chaim of the Arizal by his Tavar Ruchayim Vital, in the Shar Hazmiros in Perek Bey. Do not worry, it is not that much Kabbalah. You don't even have to understand it, you just have to pay attention to the verse words. The Mizmor Aromimcha Yesh Bo Tesva B'Sukim. The Pre-Eitz Chaim is describing the different Kavanos and the deeper Kabbalistic ideas regarding the things of Pesukim and Zimmer. And he says that one should say Mizmor Aromimcha, which is the second line of this Perek, which has Tesva B'Sukim, 19 lines, Vitzadi Aleph Tevos, and 91 words, which is Gematria Havaya Yudke Vavke 26, Al Dalef Nun Yud, together. And that creates some sort of Kabbalistic Gematria, which is important for one's Kabbalah. So this is the original. This is it here in the 1500s in the Pre-Eitz Chaim. Is the first mentioning of saying this Mizmor in the beginning of davening. It was really only added later to the Siddur of the Kavanos, the Arizal, of Rav Shabtai of Rashka, which is printed in the 1750s, who writes that the reason for reciting Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis is Alpi Kabbalah. That's why it's being said. And this is repeated in the Tshuvas Rav Palin of the Ben Ish Chai, Rav Yosef Chaim of Baghdad. And really, it became famous and popular because of the Yisod V'Shara Shavoda. What is the Yisod V'Shara Shavoda? That is the work on the Siddur of Rabbi Alexander Ziskin. Rabbi Alexander Ziskin was a contemporary of the Vilna Gaon. And he wrote two very important volumes on the Siddur, in which he gives Kabbalistic reasons and Musar and Hashkafa about the Siddur. And listen to what he writes here. He says, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Hu tikun gadol mitikune hatfilos. It is a great tikun, a great fixing. It's an important part of the different establishments of tfilos l'omro. Kodem baruch shamar. It should be said before baruch shamar. Al pi arizal, based on the arizal. Ube mizmor zeh roi l'chavin kavanos yisharos. You should have all types of nice kavanos and intentions. B'zehu, what should you think about when you say mizmor shir? If a person is ill or sick, or someone in your family is ill or sick, chas v'shalom, God forbid, and they should be healed with the help of God. I reach out to you and you should heal me. In your thoughts, Shevach v'hoda, praise to Hashem gadol, b'chavana atzuma l'avar yisparach to Hashem, al sheshalach rafu alau, ol l'bnei beisav, mehamichash v'chol rachbar alasach. Says the Yisod v'shara Shavoda, the kavana that one should have when saying Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid is that if somebody has been ill and they have been cured, you are praising Hashem. That's the kavana you should have when you recite this in davening. Now, the tour, Rav Yaakov ben Harash, when he discusses the Siddur in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, he only mentions the minhag to say Mizmor Shir on Chanukah, or as the Shir Shal Yom. And that's the minhag of Sfardim. And the Sfardim, who do say Shir Shal Yom during the week, only begin from the pasuk of Aromimcha Hashem Kitulisani, and not from Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, because they want a certain number of psukim and words to correspond to important numerical values in Kabbalah. So now let's explain how it made it, or maybe didn't make it, into Nusach Ashkenaz. The great discussion of whether we should even say Mizmor Shir in the beginning of Pesukim and Zimra or as a preemptive paragraph to Pesukim and Zimra is in the Vilna Gaon. There's one line in the Maaser Rav. The Maaser Rav is the collection of the minhagim and the practices of the Vilna Gaon. In Maaser Rav, Os Chavav, says that the Gra did not say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. There are three explanations as to why the Vilna Gaon did not say it. In the Siddur HaGra, this is the Siddur HaGra. Everyone sees this? This is the Siddur HaGra that is often referred to, Benigla Ubenister, with explanations of Nigla and Nister, which was edited by Rav Naftali Hertz, who was a descendant of Talmidei HaGra, and many of the ideas of the Gra, the Minhag of the Gra, are discussed in the Siddur. So the Siddur HaGra explains that it's improper to mandate that the Tzibor should recite a mizmor that's not in the early Siddurim. It's tircha de tzibura. It's not fair. Davening is long enough, says the Gra. And now we're going to come with the Arizal and say another parak of Tehillim? No, it's not right. And therefore, says the Gra, or they say in the name of the Gra, one should not say it. It's improper to say it. Rabbi Naftali Hertz, in his parish here, explains that the source of Mizmor Shir is the Arizal, and the Arizal is only saying to say Mizmor Shir if you daven Nusach Sfard. It only makes sense in the Kabbalah of Nusach Sfard to say Mizmor Shir where it's placed. But those of us who daven Nusach Ashkenaz, which says Hodu after Baruch Shamar, there's no reason to say Mizmor Shir because we say Mizmor Lasoda, which we'll talk about later on. And for this reason, he says, that's why the Gra didn't say it. Because in Nusach Ashkenaz, it makes no sense to say it. It doesn't fit in with the Kavanas of the Kabbalah of the Arizal. That's explanation number two. Rabbi Soloveitchik, or Sheshra Kutz Rabbi Soloveitchik, and Nevesh HaRav, that generally we assume that we are not worthy to praise Hashem. It says, Mi Amala, Gluras Hashem, who can praise the awesomeness of the Kaddish Baruch Hu? However, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, we are granted a heter, permission, to use the Shirei David, to use the songs of David, which are found in Sukkot Zimra. Because if David can say it, we can piggyback off of him. Now, why do we say Baruch Shamar? Baruch Shamar is not Tehillim. Baruch Shamar, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, is a matir. It's asking permission to praise Hashem. And we use this to begin the praise of David HaMelech. But Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis is not part of Sukkot Zimra. And therefore, it cannot be said without a matir, without asking permission first. When you cannot say Tehillim, says Rabbi Soloveitchik in davening, until you first say Baruch Shamar. And therefore, the Vilna Gaon, Rabbi Soloveitchik and his family felt that it should not be said. Now, the Tikkun Tefillah of the Otzer HaTefillah, so we should at least be introduced to the major Mefarshim on the Siddur. I showed you the Siddur HaGra. This is the Otzer HaTefillah. The Otzer HaTefillah is two volumes containing some of the most important commentaries on the Siddur. If a person is interested in investing in the Siddur, having their own sperm to learn about the Siddur, so the Otzer HaTefillah is something that should be in your library. The Otzer HaTefillah wonders why Nusach Ashkenaz chose not to say it. So he assumes that it's based on the popular spread of Kabbalah, especially through the writings of the Yesod Rosh HaShavodah. And therefore, because Nusach Ashkenaz did not really engage in so much Kabbalah in their Nusach, therefore it was not popular amongst Ashkenaz. Now, it has become popular because our scrolls put it in and the famous Sederma put it in, but there are many Ashkenazim who don't say Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis. Now, I'm going to make a point over here as well. And this is important. If you understand what we're saying, that it's not really part of Pesukim HaZimra, if you are late for davening, if you have limited amounts of time for Pesukim HaZimra, Mizmor Shir is one of the first things that should be dropped. Because we're going to repeat again and again. The significance of the Siddur is based on the order of when it was placed in. The holier things are the things put in by Chazal and Anshei Knesset Gadolah. Less holy is from the Gaonim, and less holy is from the Rishonim. What's more important and what's earliest is put into the Siddur in the times of the Gemara. So Mizmor Shir, at best, is from the Arizal, maybe only made into the Siddur in the 1700s. So if a person's late for davening, probably Mizmor Shir is one of the first things they're going to want to cut out. There is a discussion as to why, if you daven with a minyan, we say a Kaddish before Mizmor Shir and then a Kaddish afterwards. So the Tzelusa d'Avram, this is the Tzelusa d'Avram, this important parish on the Siddur, which was a very popular, Rabbi Soloveitchik quotes from it often, Rabbi Sheshra quotes from it often, Rabbi Yaakov Werdinger, is an important parish on the Siddur, the Tzelusa d'Avram, newly reprinted by Masad Rabka. So the Tzelusa d'Avram says that there's a Kaddish after Mizmor Shir to show that it's not part of Sukkot Zimra. That's the whole point here. We want to show there's Mizmor Shir, and we say a Kaddish to show that it's not part of Sukkot Zimra. The Mishnah Halachos, Rav Asher Klein, the Maharshag, the great Hasidish Posek, both say that Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis is not after Baruch Shamar because it's a late addition to the Siddur, and it's not Sukkot Zimra. Now we have the background, the history, the meaning behind what's going into it. Let's begin. Now, we've gotten to this point. I can only recommend that if you're going to come to this shir, you got to come with a sitter. If there's not a sitter next to you, you're going to have a tough time and you're going to miss out on a lot of what we're doing. I'll pause 7 seconds for you to run and get a sitter if you don't have one. But until that point, everyone should have a sitter. Now, how would I recommend you using the sitter at this point? So obviously, it's not shayach that you're going to go and write down every single thing I'm going to say and squeeze it into your sitter. Should you write in your sitter? 100% you should write in your sitter. Your sitter is a safer. It should be learned from. It should be studied. And if I say anything, one thing tonight that you think will enhance your davening, so make a note in the siddur and write it in. It doesn't have to be with a sticky note. You can write it in to your siddur if need be. You're not going to put everything down into it. But if there's something that we share tonight in our learning that you find is meaningful that will help you in your kavana, write, take notes, and then see if you can summarize in a few words on the side of your siddur so you remember the kavana as you're davening. Why are we saying this? So again, we brought Kabbalah and the Arizal, the Siddur Shal Shabbos and Chelek Beis says it creates nitzotzos and sparks that impact the future rebuilds on the Beis HaMikdash. The Sfas Emes talks about in Chanukah, in Tafresh and Gimel, Tafresh and Ches, but we're not going to get too involved in sparks and Kabbalah and things like that. Obviously, Ein Lanu Esek B'Nistaros, we have no involvement with the hidden parts of the Torah here, but the Sod and the secrets of the matters also impact the Pshat and the basic understanding of what we're doing. Now, the first level of Tefillah represents the Olam HaAsiya, which is the world of creation all the way on the lowest level down in this world. And that level of tefillah, this is something that Rishab writes about in his siddur, in his parish as well, that concludes with the recitation of Hodi, where we come before Hashem with humility. Meaning everything up in the beginning of the siddur, all the birchas hashachar, korbanos, things like that, is step one of the siddur. And now we're beginning step two. We're going to come before Hashem with humility. And when we come before Hashem with humility, how can we come before the Bor Yilma? It awakens inside of the world a midas hadin, a strict judgment. And the Mekubalim felt that Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis should be said to awaken feelings of Simcha. The Chidah writes that Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis is Rosh Etevos Simcha. Why? Why are we awakening Simcha? So I brought with to you tonight a piece from the Tiferet Shlomo, the Rebbe of Radomsk, in his Peirush on the Siddur. The Tiferet Shlomo was printed in two volumes, one on Chumash and the other on the Moedim. In the beginning of the Chelek on Moedim, the Rebbe of Radomsk has Peirushim on the Siddur. And this is a vart that he brings in the name of the Or Meir. The Or Meir is Rav Zev Wolf of Zitzimir, who is Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. Listen to an amazing piece. Listen to what he says. He says, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David. Sidru Anshei Knesset HaGadola Lomar Mizmor Zev Kodam HaTzvila. We established this tefillah before actual davening. Dehine Yadua Sheh HaTzvila Hi HaIkar HaHachna Kodem HaTfila, Lachshov, Beroma Musakel. Because when it comes to Tfila, the best preparation for davening is to have a sense of humility that you're going, the awesomeness of Hashem, Ube Shiflas Atzma, how lowly we are, Ube Avano Sav HaMerubim, and with our many sins. Vihine, Yachol Lipo Leva Adam Lagamre, maybe you'll become depressed. Vyoma, and you'll say, Matoelas Betfilasi, what am I going to daven for? Bevada Elo Yala Rotzon Lamalakwal. My davening doesn't do anything. How is it possibly going to make a difference? And this is the opposite. We need to have a muna that our tefillah is going to work. We have to have faith that our tefillah is going to go up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and it's going to break through the heavens and get to Hashem. So how do we balance this? We have to be, you know, happy on one hand that we're going to go before Hashem, with a sense of humility and a sense of being serious. So says the Rebbe of Radomsk, V'zeh Perush Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. This is what we're concentrating on. Eilach Hashem Akra Hashem, I'm calling out to you. Ma betzeh bedami baradati al shachas hayodach ha'afar. I'm here so lowly in the dirt. Tehu tamu amod. Demai habi amina la'adam. Why would I think she'el lo revach she'ev al hashachas kumuvan? Why are we talking so negatively here? But what we said makes sense. We're thinking in our minds. Don't get depressed and down when it comes to davening. But show al shachas and get down in the dumps. We need a little bit of humility, but not to become too depressed. Because you won't be able to daven if you're so overcome with the feeling that you can't approach Hashem. I take off my sackcloth now. You're right. Before Psuka de Zimra, I become very serious. But now it's time for Psuka de Zimra. I take off my sackcloth. I remove that serious and that sadness. Tazreini Simcha Lamani Zimrecha Kavobu Lo Yidom. And I'm going to sing to Hashem. Hainu Kanal, as we said, Shekhadosh Baruch Hu Yechazek L'Adam, he gives us strength. V'yaser mimenu ha'atzmas, he removes the sadness ma'averos. He removes the sadness from perhaps our sins, so now we can come before Hashem and sing his praises as well. And this, as the Rabbi of Adams, is the introduction. It's not Psukim Zimra. It's the introduction to Psukim Zimra, where we take a deep breath and say, B'simcha. It's going to be B'simcha. I'm going to daven B'simcha. I'm going to come before a Kadosh Baruch Hu B'simcha. And that's what this preparation over here. That we're moving from a place of feeling lowly and insignificant, and now moving to a place of simcha. Another place where we find, besides davening, where this Perek Tehillim is recited, is by the Bikurim. In the midst of Bikurim, it says, V'samacht b'chol hatov. You have to be happy with everything you have. The Gemara in Erchin, the Sifri and Parshas Kisavo learn that V'samacht b'chol hatov means to be happy with song. Look here in the Mishnah Bikurim in Perek Gimel. What happens when they would bring Bikurim, the first fruits, to the Beis HaMikdash? Hachaliyel makel lifneihem. They play the drums and the flute. Ad shemegim laharabayis. So they come to Harabayis with their first fruits. Higiyu laharabayis. They come to Harabayis. Afilu Agrippas hamelech notel asalak teifa v'nechnas. Even the king Agrippas would take a basket on his shoulder and carry it in. Ad shemegiyel azar. Until they came to the azar, the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, the courtyard. Higiyel azar. They came to the azar. The Dibru Halavim Bashir and Levim would sing, Aro Mimcha Hashem Kitali San Nivalo Samachta Ivaili. They would sing our Mizmur, they would sing Perek Lamed, when they would bring Bikurim. Why? Why Bikurim are we saying this Perek of Tehillim? The Torah says, V'samachta B'chol HaTov. And this is fulfilled with the Shir of Aro Mimcha Hashem. Generally, in Avodas Hashem, we are meant to invoke feelings of awe, yira. Hashem is so powerful. In Tehillim it says, Zivdu Es Hashem B'simcha. In Musaf Anyantuf we say, Shavascha Levadcha Bira Navo. We come before you to fear, to serve with fear. In Friday night in Davening we say, Lefanav Navod B'yir V'fachad. Avoda and Yira and awe and Romos of Hashem come together. But the Avoda of Hoda, of thanking Hashem, is not one of Yira. It's one of Simcha. In Mizmor L'Soda we say, Ivdu Es Hashem B'simcha. And perhaps for this reason, they establish that when we bring Bikurim and we thank Hashem, we do it with Simcha. And we do it with the thanks of Aro Mimcha Hashem. Just as Bikurim are the beginning of a type of avodah. The Bikurim are the first fruits. It's the beginning of the process of thanking Hashem. The recitation of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis is also a beautiful way to begin our avodah Hashem with Simcha. We see again, so in two places already, in the Siddur and by Bikurim, we begin the avoda. We begin the process, invoking a feeling of simcha and getting our feelings up. Okay, let's look at a few reasons here. Al derech hapshat, what's going on over here, and we'll come back to the Beis HaMikdash with a few more explanations. The Tzelusa d'Avram that I brought for you on the side here suggests that Mizmor Shir is recited to show that even though we recited Korbanos, we believe that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and therefore it should be as if you have actually brought kabbalas. He says, "Mikomakim yeshlomar bezeh gamal derech habshanas." What we're saying here is as follows: Shin higulomar mizmor zeachar parshas kabbalas. After we recited korbanos, and yes, everyone here should be saying some form of korbanos in the morning. You can go listen to the korbanos here to understand why. Lahadgish shanu maminim shasid of b'mehir Rabbi Amino habeis hamikdash lahabanos. We recited some of the korbanos, and we believe that the Beis HaMikdash is going to rebuild speedily. V'nakrav alav korbanos b'yameinu, and we'll bring the korbanos in our day. V'rehu ki'ilu nivne b'yameinu, and it would be as if it was brought in our day. Kedisa b'gemara brachos, says the gemara brachos in the Yerushalmi and Peah. Chashav lasos mitzvah, if you want to do a mitzvah, afal pi shelo asa, even if you're unable to do it, malav akasav kilo asa, it's if you did it. So teidu l'chashakeinu, same thing over here. David HaMelech al v'shalom chashav lebanos Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'afal pi shelo banu, even though he didn't build it nichtav l'shmo, we call it the Bayis of David. Shenamar mizmor shir chanukas habayis leDavid. L'kach en higul v'hafsik v'kaddish. Therefore, we stop with kaddish. Lomar she'enu shayach l'tzud v'zimah el korbanos. So this is the idea. Mizmor shir chanukas habayis leDavid is really piggybacking off of korbanos. We're saying that we brought korbanos. We said korbanos before. And it was very nice that we said Korbanos, but we really want to have the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what we're saying over here. The Makor Tfilo says the same thing as well. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan over here. It says with the Chil Nechal Epstein, the Aruch HaShulchan and Rachaim Simen Nun. It's a beautiful Chiddush as to why we say before Pesukim Zimra. He says, V'tam Amiras Pesukim Elu, Dinizmo Shir Chanukas, Amru Shlomo B'Shah, Shehichnas Aron Lebeis HaKodesh Kadoshim. He says that it was brought, it was said by Shlomo Melech when he brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But he was never answered and allowed to enter until he invoked the merit of his father David. That the Gemara says in Shabbos Taflam. Ulafisha kol psukin izimra gehem psukin David HaMelech. All of psukin izimra are the psukim of David HaMelech. Leficha chikadimu mikodem mizmor zesh shubo niglet sidkoso. We preempt psukin izimra with a zemer, with a perek of Tehillim that talks about the righteousness of David. And that's why it comes before him. So nearly, that's his opinion. Meaning, it's a hakadama to Pesukim Zimra. We're going to say Shirei David. Well, first we need to invoke the righteousness of David HaMelech and say this parakotel. The Sfas Emes in Parshas Kisavo says that this can be understood to have nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. And really, it's about Bria Sa'olam. He says, B'toru b'tfilo v'mischanech v'mischadesh chavinya. Yaakov b'chaf beis esfanir. The whole world is created with the 22 letters of the Aleph Beis. There's preparation. It's the first thing we're doing. So we say, Omrim Mizmor Shir Chanukas, Perush. Chanukas Habayis Eino Dafka al Beis HaMikdash. There's more than one Chanukas Habayis, says the Sfas Emes. Rakomas Habrashis Binyan Beis HaShakadosh Baruch Hu. The whole world is the Beis HaMikdash of Hashem. L'idei Avodus B'nei Yisrael, through the Avod of the Jewish people. So we're going to say Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis HaDavid. Not the Beis HaMikdash, says the Sfas Emes. What we're saying is that we're beginning our Avodah. The whole world is our Beis HaMikdash. We serve Hashem, we do mitzvos, we daven, we do tzedakah, we do chesed. And before we begin our day in Hashem's Beis HaMikdash, i.e. the world, we begin with by saying, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis Tzedakah. Okay, let's ask two pshat questions about this zemer, shall we? How exactly did David HaMelech compose a mizmor for the Chanukah Sabayis when the Beis HaMikdash wasn't built yet? We hear the question. How did David make a mizmor for the Beis HaMikdash when it wasn't built yet? So the Mechilta, which is the Medrash Halacha on Shmos, writes in Parshas Bishalach, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid, V'chi David Bano. Excuse me. I think we all know very well who built the Beis HaMikdash. Well, Shlomo Bano. Shlomo built it. Shemar V'Iven Shlomo Sabayis. Okay, we can ask the question, how come the Gemara needs to bring a proof? We all know Shlomo built it, but that's not for right now. Uma Talmud Lomar Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LeDavid. Ella Lebisha Nasan David Navsho Alav Bilgnoso. David put his heart and soul to have it built. Nikra Al Shmo. It's as if he built it. So the Radak on our parent suggests that just as David planned the Beis HaMikdash, collected the physical materials, he also planned for the future Beis HaMikdash by composing the liturgy that would be used on the day of dedication. Meaning David wrote this that his son should be able to use it when the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And based on this, the Sfas Emes writes in Parshas Mikas, how inspiring the Emunah of David HaMelech was. He composed a song, a mizmor, for something that he didn't even know would exist in the future, but he believed with all his being would exist. Not only can David have such Emunah in preparation for the Beis HaMikdash, says the Sfas Emes, but we can have such Emunah as well. If David can believe in something that he knew he would never see, it was promised him he would never see it, and yet he prepared for it in such a beautiful way, we can do the same thing as well to prepare for hopefully the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Another question in chat. What is this Perek HaTehillim about? And what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? If we pay attention to it, it's talking about how we're down in the dumps, everything is terrible, and all of a sudden, you know, now we're besim. It seems to be speaking out someone who is ill, and Hashem saved them from death. What's that to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So the Radak says that the Mizmor is about kapara and forgiveness for the missteps of David HaMelech. David's enemies felt that the Meluchu would never last, the kingship would never make it, because of the mistakes David made and his family line would eventually be wiped out. So therefore, the Radak says, David was mired in the bore of sin, in the pit of sin. And Hashem raised him out. And he was tirpa'eni. Hashem cured, not physically, but spiritually, Hashem cured my neshama, says David. The Al-Sheikh explains it the same way. And the Brisker Rav says that al-pi halacha, the binyan beis hamikdash depends on Malchus beis David. Without a Davidic line going back to David, there is no beis hamikdash. And therefore, if David HaMelech is sustained, if David HaMelech is kept up and he stays alive and he's successful, then the beis hamikdash can exist. Without a line in Malchus beis David, no beis hamikdash. And therefore, that's why Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis HaDavid is really about the success and the rising from the ashes of David HaMelech, being down in the dumps and then rising up the Simcha. And that's why it has to do with the Beis HaMikdash, because Malchus Beis David and David and Beis HaMikdash are intrinsically linked to one another. Let's just end with one more idea, and then we'll say a Vart, and we'll bring it to a conclusion. What is so great about the Hodah of this Mizmor? What is so beautiful? We say in Shmoneh Esrei, "V'chol hachayim yodu chasel," that all those who are alive praise Hashem, thank Hashem. The concept of Hodah is for those who are alive and not for those who are no longer in this world. All the time we say, "Kim b'mavis zechrecha v'shul yodalah miyodalah l'meisim tasa pela v'nefar mekum yodu chasel." We say in Tehillim, "L'meisim yahal lukav v'lokal yodei duma." Again and again and again, David says, only people in this world praise Hashem. The Mizmor highlights Ma Betsa Bidami Beradati Al Shachas Hayod Chalfar Hagidam Mistacha. What gain is there in my blood, Hashem, if I go to the grave? If I'm in the dust, how will I thank you? Who's going to talk about the MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Mizmor describes the real sense of losing life and how this awakens the person to down to Hashem. This is why the Medrash says in Esther, the Gemara Megillah, Daf Galad, says that this Mizmor is actually created to Purim. I know Purim is going to be, you know, in 10 months, but this Mizmor is really created, connected to Purim. And this is what Mordechai recited. The Medrash says that Mordechai recited our Perek, Mizmor Lamed, when he was being carried around Shushan by Haman. That's what he was saying. The Jewish people felt that they were in a time of Sakana and Nisa, that everything was over, and they were given a new Nisa life. And we're thanking Hashem, Baruch Hashem, I have my life. No matter how difficult things are, no matter how painful things may be in my life, at the end of the day, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive, and I can talk to you about Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to add one more vart that I enjoy very much. We say, Pitachta Saki V'Ta'azreni Simcha, that I took off my sackcloth and I was praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In life, and the aphorism goes, that if everybody took the Pekalach, all the packages, all the difficult sorrows we're carrying around, all the struggles we go through in life, and we all line them up against the wall in the room together. And then we have the chance to go and pick up any pekalach you want. You can go and pick up any bag of any person's sorrows. You could change sorrows and difficulties with any person you want. So as the phrase goes, we would all go and pick up the same bags we put down, because we know those difficulties. We know those challenges. And we know we can contend with them. So says David HaMelech, Pitachta Saki, I went and I opened up my sack. I opened up my bag, the Tazredi Simcha. And I saw that this is what Hashem gave me, and I was besimcha over it. And I was okay with it, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt me. These are the cards that I've been given. And whatever it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have, Baruch Hashem, I'm alive, I'm here, and I'm ready to praise Hashem and to engage in Avodah and to begin my davening. So that is an overview of Perek Lamed, not Psuka Nezimra, the introduction to Psuka Nezimra. And we went through a number of different ideas, the Tiferet Shlomo, going from the sadness of not knowing how to daven to the Simcha of davening, all the different approaches to preparing ourselves for davening, reflecting on David HaMelech and the Beis HaMikdash. And this is, we will stop here. If there's any questions, I guess I'm happy to take them. If not, I didn't say anything about an email address, but my email address is, I don't know, you could find it around, irice.help.org, email address on my shul's website. If you have any questions, particularly anything particularly, let me know. I'm happy to reply. And if there's no other questions, whether in chat or in, you know, orally, we'll call it here. Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. A pleasure. I look forward to next week.